Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Biden administration sanctioned three Israeli settlers after what it calls extremist violence in the West Bank. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said the targeted individuals have murdered, wounded, and threatened the livelihoods of Palestinians.
It is critical that Israel take additional action to stop settler violence and hold accountable those responsible for it. Not just for the sake of the victims of this violence, but for Israel's own security and standing in the world.
Also Thursday, Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer called for new elections in Israel. Authorities in Winchester, Indiana, say they cannot confirm reports of fatalities from a tornado that hit that east central Indiana city. A jury in Pontiac, Michigan, convicted James Crumley of involuntary manslaughter for purchasing the gun his teenage son used in the Oxford High School massacre in 2022. This is ABC News. Vice President Harris sojourned to St. Paul, Minnesota, visiting a women's health clinic.
Kamala Harris making history as the first vice president to visit a women's health clinic where abortions are provided, a sign of just how central this issue has become to the Biden campaign. The Minnesota Planned Parenthood clinic Harris visited says they've seen a nearly 100% increase in patients coming in from other parts of the country.
We have to be a nation that trusts women.
Democrats keenly aware voters have moved to protect abortion rights in all six states where it has appeared on the ballot since Roe versus Wade was overturned.
ABC. Rachel Scott. It wasn't a big role, but some remember it to this day. British actor Michael Culver died. His career spanned 50 years, and he's best known as Captain Nita, strangled to death telepathically by Darth Vader in 1980's The Empire Strikes Back. He also had a role in A Passage to India. No word on cause of death. Michael Culver was 85 years old. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
I like to a former lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers signed 15 bills into law on Thursday. Among the new bills is an expansion of the state's Clean Water Fund program. That program helps to make sure communities have everything they need to keep their drinking water safe. The money can be used for everything from treating PFAS to upgrading wastewater systems. Other bills signed into law clarify hunting and fishing regulations and update electronic recycling rules. A Superior-based Catholic charitable organization is not exempt from paying unemployment taxes. The Wisconsin Supreme Court made the ruling against the Catholic Charities Bureau Thursday. While religious groups are usually exempt from paying taxes, the court found that because the work they did was secular in nature, they still had to pay. Attorneys for the group say that they intend to appeal the ruling directly to the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Badgers with a big win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin faces Northwestern today in the Big Ten tournament at the Target Center in Minneapolis. The Badgers eliminated Maryland 87-56. Wisconsin with a season-high 16 three-point shots to build an early lead. Head coach Greg Gard.
You know, I see these guys every day in every drill and every workout, so I know we've got good shooters. Don't beat yourself up mentally. You have to keep playing and keep playing aggressively.
NBA, the Bucks beat the 76ers 114-105. Doc Rivers relieved to get the win at home.
Probably they wanted to get home. We wanted more rest, if you know what I mean. This is one of those trap games. First game back, guys are banged up. I was very concerned about this game tonight.
NFL, A.J. Dillon will be back with the Pack. The 25-year-old running back has signed a qualifying deal that will essentially pay him around $1.4 million on a one-year prove-it deal if he makes the roster. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the low 30s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs low 50s. Partly sunny and breezy for the weekend, upper 40s Saturday, only upper 30s Sunday. Gradual warming trend into the work week next week, from the upper 30s Monday to the mid 40s by Wednesday. Currently it's 37.
Coming up Friday on Matt Nair On Air, the multiple award-winning journalist just won three more. Dan Schaefer's here to recombobulate. I hope you'll join us.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We are back. This is the Tom Hartman Program. It is Thank You Thursday. You can be thankful every day, but at least one day we should be mildly intentional about it. And since it's alliterative, why not today? 202-808-9925. We're also talking about the white people problem. The Republicans got a white people problem. Country's got a white people problem. And that doesn't mean I'm saying that all white people have a problem. That's not my argument. I do think there's a white people responsibility, and we should be a little more open about it. We avoid. I'm a little sick of the talking point. Oh, we don't have honest conversations about race. Not because I actually think there are some honest conversations about race, but I'm trying to say something a little less pablum than that. I do think we should be a little more open about it. So I appreciate we had a caller who brought it up. It was Rick. I appreciate Rick's call, and somebody else who called in and asked about. White guilt, and asked me if I hated white people. I don't. But it did bring me up. It did bring up a thought that I've been having. What advantage I have. I'm so grateful to be able to do this. I'm so grateful to be able to sit in for Tom when he's gone. I'm so grateful to you and the community that you've built. And one advantage I have is I have a lot of time to think in between times I come. And one of the biggest thoughts I've had is brought up now. One of the biggest thoughts I have is, who is talking to the next generation? And what are we saying? And I've seen Jordan Peterson, and I've seen Andrew Tate. These are different people. And I've seen Joe Rogan, very different person. And they're talking to young white men. And I see what they're saying. I see Nick Fuentes, he's trying to talk to young white men. And I don't think that, and to be clear, I'm not painting them with the same brush. Those are very different people. But there are some common beats. Who are the decidedly, the intentionally pro-social, pro-democracy, believe that climate change is real, think that the United States' redemption story, that we have sins to atone for, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't love our nation. In fact, it is from the love of our nation we have the best chance to redeem. Who are the spokespeople who a white parent, and I did say white parent, can send their kid to and say, hey, you might check them out, who will actually be on this. The thing Jordan Peterson has going for him, he actually is trying, he says he is on the side of the young white male. I'm going to help you be a successful masculine father, for instance. Who from a pro-democracy, decidedly pro-democracy, I'll even say liberal or progressive perspective is doing that? I do think we have to figure that out. I do think we have a responsibility to the next generation, to be clear, not just white people, responsibility to the next generation to help bring them into the world as it is now and as the world as it is changing, and as the world, frankly, as it should be. And to say, and explicitly too, and I say this from a place of responsibility, shared responsibility, to say to that would-be Jordan Peterson watcher, there is a place for you here. I was talking to a friend of mine who is a she was the House Minority Leader in the legislature. She emerged from Emily's List. Right? She one of her primary priorities, virtuous priorities, been to help elect women candidates. And I said, and I was interviewing her, and I asked her, what do you think is the role for an ambitious white young male? And she didn't have an answer. And she thought about it a minute. She responded, she said, I don't really know. And I thought it was really interesting. And it doesn't have to be her burden. She didn't have, that's doesn't have to be her responsibility. She's got her pretty full plate trying to work for the rise of the matriarchy, trying to work for a less misogynistic world. That didn't have to be her responsibility. It did make me think, okay, whose responsibility is that? And one of the things that's tangled up is if you're a white person, you say, I want to talk to white people. Well, then are you being exclusionary? We don't want to do that either, because that's also not the world we want. But I do want to be able to say to that Joe Rogan young person, that person who's playing Fortnite, playing video games and wondering who's their friend, who's going to help guide them through the world, who's has a few notes that are saying to them, and not just saying to them, hey, listen, you got to be willing to shrink yourself, which is one of the messages that the world has to be not just for you, that growing up, I grew up my whole life, I just wanted to be a white savior. I wanted to be Luke Skywalker. I wanted to be Luke Skywalker. I wanted Obi-Wan Kenobi to tell me that I was special, give me a lightsaber, and tell me go save the universe. That's what I wanted to do. That's how I saw the world. And by the way, lots of young white men giving the same signals. But we have to have a more accurate story now, because Obi-Wan Kenobi doesn't come and visit you. Leadership is self-directed. By self-directed, I mean self-motivated. And they don't all look like Luke Skywalker. They're all blonde kids. They're all dudes. And I still want to say, to that Andrew Tate, I think you know who Andrew Tate is. This is this guy who's, I think he's now in Hungary trying to avoid, I don't know, solicitation charges or something worse, who's been selling ads on how to manipulate women. And he speaks directly to young males and says, hey, here's a way you can move through the world. We've seen among young males, their now graduation rates are lower than women's. Right, we've got a white people problem, and we got a young male problem. And who's talking to them? And I do want to say, even on this show right now, there is a place for you here. But just not just for you. Because that's not how the world is. That's not how the world should be. You don't need to live in shame. There is a place for you. You belong. But you do have a special responsibility to make the world a little bit better than it was before you arrived. You have benefited from some things. It gives you responsibility. People not too many degrees of separation from you have caused harm. You have some responsibility. I lack the full rhetorical architecture on this topic, but because it's talked about almost not at all, seems like I appreciate the excuse to bring it up. Let's go to Don from Santa Cruz, California. You're on the air, Don.
Oh, thank you for having me. What you're saying really resonated with me. When I was growing up, born and raised in Oakland, I had a number of experiences that took me all across the country, including a cattle ranch in Iowa. And after applying for a congressional internship, I found myself in Ron Dellum's office working for him in the Congressional Black Caucus. And the bottom line from what I have come to conclude is that America has a stronger social fabric when it is more diverse.
Amen.
And that's sort of the guiding light of my life. And, you know, and the other thing that I have observed is that and this is the scariest thing you'll ever hear, by definition of the word denial, you don't know when you're in it. So, you know, to white America, you know, challenge the dominant paradigm, to Black America, challenge the dominant paradigm, to Jewish America, challenge the dominant paradigm, to Palestinian America, challenge the dominant paradigm. We all need to challenge our thinking and work towards a stronger social fabric by all working together.
Don, thanks for spitting that wisdom.
And the other thing that I got along the way, and this was from a tour I had in the Justice Department, in the antitrust division, I came to the conclusion that there are three issues facing our civilization. I shared this with Tom during the pandemic, but I didn't finish the thought, and I just wanted to do so here. There are three issues facing our civilization. Number one, are we going to blow ourselves up? Two, can we live harmoniously with this environment? And three, can we control corporate power? And remember, political power is vertical. Corporate power is horizontal.
Don, you spit a lot of wisdom. Thank you so much for being part of the community. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back. This is Tom's show. This is your show. I'm Jeff.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Man, I'm grateful to y'all. Thank you, Thursday, 202-808-9925.
Your home for the Devil's Advocate. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
This is the Talk, the talk of Green Bay.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients, so dogs naturally love the flavor. When we feed Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend, they just love it. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
You might remember this, Mr. Mayor. It was the first St. Patrick's Day parade in Green Bay going down to the city deck. You were in a wagon, and then the bagpiper and me were in front. I said to the bagpiper, "We got to stop right here in this tunnel and play Amazing Grace." And then I see the mayor stand up in the wagon going, "Get it moving! Get it moving!"
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday mornings 6 till 9. On the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I just...
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Rich from Indianapolis, you win the Most Patient Listener Award.
Hey, brother. I heard Tom going on, and I guess it's just a technical glitch. I hope I'm talking to more than just yourself.
Yeah, no, I think it's I think it's working. But keep going.
Okay. Thank you. I had shared with Tom three adjectives to help tune your perception on when you're hearing somebody like Mitch McConnell speak.
Great.
And it's cynical, opportunistic, and disingenuous. That's what the man's obstruction was based in order to...
You said cynical, opportunistic, and what was the third word?
Disingenuous.
Disingenuous, thanks. Keep going.
Yeah. So the point of understanding that, another set of threes, is something that I shared with Tom. Disinformation, misinformation, and malinformation are the three classifications for that which is the bailiwick of the propaganda mills. And as you understand, as you tune in to these terms, you'll have a clashing of meanings, because you'll say, well, okay, disinformation, that's a lie. Misinformation, that's an error. Malinformation, oh, that's what they call truth. Oh my gosh, why are they calling malinformation truth? Well, because the truth is what they're trying to cover up with the disinformation and the misinformation. Hmm. Okay, so as propaganda mills do what they do, there was a bunch of stuff that our Western perspective on things came to be aware of during the Second World War that the Nazis were quite good at. And one of the things that they did was become a radio broadcast as a fake union effort. And so they were broadcasting to Great Britain and saying, you know, tools down and rise up against your bosses, because they wanted to hurt the war effort.
Yeah.
And they were pretending to be of, you know, trade unions.
So what can we learn from this? What's the help us connect the dots, Rich.
So the point goes that that stuff is called black propaganda. And when you hear that, I heard that in the last 2 weeks. Somebody dropped that in a description. I'm like, well, they didn't really explain any of that. And that sounds like something that, you know, if you tried to understand it with no background, it wouldn't have any meaning.
Got it.
And there's actually something else that goes with it called the double cross code,
yeah,
which is also out of the Nazis. And that, too, is this disinformation and subterfuge as to how it's done.
Well, now I appreciate it. And so you just wanted to give us those definitions and put it on a radar screen.
That as well.
Awesome.
And please remember, can everyone remember that black power frees everyone, and that free women will free men?
Rich,
where do you get that, folks?
Rich, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate being part of the community. Brian from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Hey, good morning. I want to call in and talk about white people problems. I'm a blue-eyed devil myself. I like to take a historical perspective on our society, and, you know, if you look at the grand sweep of human history, the human race has come a tremendous distance in the last 100 years,
when
you think about it. You know, our relations between men and women, sexual politics, everything, religion. If you look at the record of Northern European whites, It was basically rule or be ruled. I mean, before America was founded, you had the British, the English, the French, the Romans, the Spaniards. All they did was fight each other for 1,000 years. And that was the lesson that was learned. It was your culture, your tribe against the other tribes. You know, you either defeated them or they defeated you. And that's the way the world worked. And then, fortunately, where human race is evolving out of that mindset, out of that system of relationships. But now we're into this, since the end of World War II, the human population has tremendously increased. There's never been this many people on planet Earth, ever. So now we're dealing with the environmental consequences of mass population and its effect on the environment, which to me means that our mindset needs to go towards limits. You know, what is the limit on the human race? And what's missing, always missing from our conversation when I listen to progressives talk on issues, is there doesn't seem to be any limits. It, you know, in a very shortcut expression, it's you can do whatever you want and the government's going to take care of you. I think, you know, democratic socialists, if they want to gain the upper hand, they need to spell out what that really means. What does democratic socialism mean? Does it mean you do whatever you want? I say no. I say there has to be limits.
So connect that piece to your first piece. I want to, and or maybe you're making different points, but yeah, connect those dots for me.
Well, I think the mindset has changed. I mean, you know, pre-World War I, it was just empire, you know, struggle, survival, conquer or be conquered. But now we realize that we can't conquer the world. We shouldn't conquer the world. We'll just destroy ourselves. So how are we going to all live together?
No, finish your point. Forgive me.
Well, if we're gonna figure out a way to live together, we have to lay down some basic rules.
Yeah.
And there has to be limits. What are the limits? See, progressives never talk about limits. It's always about what the government's going to give you.
So I want to agree with the first part. Let me respond because we're about to go to break. And thank you very much, Brian, for the call. And I will say two things. So first, you said something I think it was pretty wise, which is this idea. I mean, so much of victory in previous generations was you could go and plunder something that hadn't yet been plundered to get its resources, to get land, to put your farm there. And now victory has to come within collaboration. And I also agree that we have to discuss what are the limits. We can't do everything, and we don't get everything. What I would quibble with is I don't think the straw man will progress and never talk about limits. I think it's a very legitimate conversation, and we should be talking about what some of those are. We don't get everything, and we can't have everything.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Y'all making it a good show. 202-808-9925.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call
call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Biden administration sanctioned three Israeli settlers after what it calls extremist violence on the West Bank. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said the targeted individuals have murdered, wounded, and threatened the livelihoods of Palestinians.
It is critical that Israel take additional action to stop settler violence and hold accountable those responsible for it. Not just for the sake of the victims of this violence, but for Israel's own security and standing in the world.
Also Thursday, Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer called for new elections in Israel. Authorities in Winchester, Indiana, say they cannot confirm reports of fatalities from a tornado that hit that east-central Indiana city. A jury in Pontiac, Michigan, convicted James Crumley of involuntary manslaughter for purchasing the gun his teenage son used in the Oxford High School massacre in 2022. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers is naming Marcus Hawkins as his new appointee to the state's Public Service Commission. Hawkins serves as the executive director of the Organization of Miso States, a nonprofit that works with energy officials in 15 states. He'll be replacing former Commissioner Tyler Huebner, who was fired by Republicans in the state Senate earlier this year. Hawkins' appointment to the PSC is effective until March of 2027. Wednesday's U.S. House vote to try and force TikTok's owners to divest from the Chinese government is a win for Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher.
This is about foreign adversary control of American social media and, by extension, the dominant news platform for young Americans.
Both of Wisconsin's Democrats in Congress voted against the bill. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the low 30s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs low 50s. Partly sunny and breezy for the weekend, upper 40s Saturday, only upper 30s Sunday. Gradual warming trend into the work week next week, from the upper 30s Monday to the mid 40s by Wednesday. Currently 35 degrees.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jeff Smith. Honored to be here. We've had an array of topics, and I want to get to them. and also get to your phone calls. We have been talking about it in response. It was sparked by, as so much of the learning is sparked on this program, it was sparked by a caller who wanted me to talk about the white people problem. And in talking about it, I'm trying to deal with it with as much candor as I can and avoid as much just skirting the treetops as much as I can, and being honest about what's actually happening with electoral power dynamics as well as financial power dynamics, as well as sort of human relationship dynamics as honestly as I can, while not trying to profess wisdom that I lack. We've also been talking about some of the news events of the day. I do want to get to Sandra, who I think it's Sandra, not Sandra, but she can correct me, from Omaha, who we were also talking about the Boeing whistleblower, and want to see if Sandra has a perspective, because Sandra, you win the most patient listener award. You're on the air.
Well, I originally called about that, but I think any one of us can figure out some other way to end it all. A lot cleaner and a lot faster than, easier than that. There's so much fentanyl out there, no problem there.
Yeah.
But with all of the callers talking about white privilege and all this other thing, it occurred to me, if you grew up and thinking that you have to be responsible for those of your historical past, then you're missing the message, because it's not that you have to be responsible, it's that you have to do better, because someone in your past may have bullied or threatened or mistreated someone, and you know it. You just simply are not going to continue it. You are going to make things better. You're going to make your family name stand for something honorable, not for being a bully.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you, we never know who we meet in our lives and who is going to suddenly win the lottery, who is going to suddenly come up with an invention that the entire world wants, and they are fantastically wealthy, and they know you are that person who bullied them, whether it was when you were 8 or 18 or whatever, and they will never move one inch to help you with anything, but they'll certainly go out of their way to help others who have not abused them.
Yeah.
So watch out for the enemies you deliberately try to make by your abuse.
I appreciate the call, Sandra. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Let's go to George from Portland, Oregon. Beautiful place. Go ahead, George.
Hi, Jeff. Hey, couple things. I the guy that just called in saying that progressives never want to talk about limits, I have a question. You know, he never made his point. Limits on what? Does he want the government to limit the amount of kids people can have? Because he mentioned population growth. Is he trying to talk about limiting the number of migrants that could come into the country, which was in that bipartisan legislation that Republicans decided not to even vote on? That conversation was pretty important. And then the other thing about what Sandra just said.
Well, let me try with one point. I know that Tom usually has a one point per call standard, and I think the reason for that is we have actually a chance to get into it a little bit. But I'll keep you on the air in case your second point you think is even more important. I want to hesitate putting words into the caller's mouth, but I'll try to make the case. From a perspective, maybe his perspective, it's my guess, his perspective, that there might be some of those limits that you're talking about, right? But I'm guessing he doesn't mean like limits on a woman's right to choose I think it's sort of a straw man argument, but the straw man argument is what liberals have complaints about how the world isn't fair, and that the world should be better, and they want the government to solve those problems. And one counter to that is, yeah, the world isn't fair, and the government's not going to be able to solve every problem. So there are limits to your desires, there are limits to your wants. There's some built-in limits to humanity, and we don't all get what we want. In fact, just by virtue of us living together, each of us have to share a little bit, or there's some limits on what we're doing. Again, I could be imperfect at putting words in his mouth, or I might even be more generous in some of those words. My response to that is, first of all, I think it's a fair point, right, that the government can't do everything. I don't think that it's been about 40 years that anybody has really had that expectation. Right. I mean, we have been ratcheting down government services for the most part, with a few exceptions, COVID era, et cetera. But for the most part, for nearly 50 years now, but throughout about 40 years now, we've been ratcheting down government services, ratcheting down public housing, ratcheting down so many of the benefits, making it hard, you know, ratcheting down higher education funding, not making it easy to get through the world, ratcheting down how people can get access to, I mean, it's more expensive, of course, to go to college, more expensive to buy a house, right? That the that marginal tax rates on the richest people in the country have gone significantly down. That hasn't been true for middle class and lower income people. So some of that, I think, is sort of old talking points, right? Some of that's old, like the talking points of a 1970s, 1980s Reagan era kind of conservative movement. The another response I would have is one of empathy, that for a movement that, and that doesn't describe the entire progressive movement, but for elements of the progressive movement that have been, that are rooted in limits already imposed. It rooted in limits that for instance, women have had in the workplace. Limits that, as I said in my neighborhood, that Chinese people had in being able to work in a neighborhood. And limits in black people being able to buy a house. That when you're confronted by those limits every day, and that based on the accident of your birth or the miracle of your birth, that... what you want to say, hey, let's take down some of those limits. And that is a moral and virtuous and accurate and truthful and benevolent movement. So that'd be my response as I try to build up a Stryman argument and understand it. Of course, there are limits and also respond to it. All right, George, I kept you on in case you wanted to quibble with that or if you had a second point that you thought was even more important.
No, I think that that was perfect, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, man. Well, you have a wonderful day.
You as well.
Bye. All right. Jeff from Boulder. It's a good name. Nice town.
Yeah, Jeff. I wanted to just respond to your earlier comment about what I would term initiation of younger men.
Yeah.
You know, there's obviously, or you may know, there's been tons written on that. And, there was an early men's movement in the mid 1980s and onward. So anyway, but the first thing I thought of when you mentioned that was I thought of the poet William Everson, and he did an interview book with Steve Harriman, and he taught poetry at UC Santa Cruz, and he felt that since Enlightenment in the 17th and 18th century, we've gone over to linear time, the time of cause and effect, and we've lost our relation to cyclical time, which is the life of the connection between psyche and matter. Therefore, terra incognita, we have to go back with our linear time and our cause and effect principles and reopen that connection to psyche and matter, make a bridge to it. And the best way to make a bridge to it, Jefferson, he felt, was through dreams and poetry. We need that animal power, but we have to make a way back to it. And so that's been lost. I think that, we are finding our way back to it with guys like you and, other men out there. Last thing I'll say is that my daughter is, she's my masterpiece. I live my life as best I can, and then she will take things forward. And that's kind of how I look at it. I'm not going to be a great sage or poet or anything like that to the masses, or a great lawyer or leader. My contribution is to my daughter and living my life out as consciously as I possibly can.
Yeah.
And then she'll take it forward from there. Jefferson, you're the man.
Oh, Jeff, that's such a kind call. There are a few things in there. There's a bunch of stuff in there. A couple I want to reply to. So I have a pretty Western brain, right? I was born, in the United States of America as a white man. I was not born as a man. I was born as a boy, as a child, as a male baby. And I am probably afflicted by too much linear thinking. In fact, one of the reasons I like to open with a poem is to pry open my own brain, right? And try it, because I think you're onto something. If everything is linear, and that's pretty wise, and I want to write it down, I want to dwell on it, not because I have a response, but because I want to, certainly not a retort, but because I want to amplify it, that the an element, we could call it, of you know, kind of pre-enlightenment, or an element of, in some Eastern cultures, thinking of a more relational, less cause and effect, less objectivist, less objectives-oriented way of thinking, and try to connect a little bit with something we might be willing to call a soul. And I don't open with poetry because of wisdom. I open with it because of my lack of it. And hopefully it gets our brains thinking, our synapses connecting in a little bit different ways, at least I hope. Appreciate y'all. We'll be right back on Tom's show. I'm Jeff.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is Tom Hartman's show, 202-808-9925. Anything you're grateful for?
You are home for the Devil's Advocate. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
This is the talk, of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
Like a former lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. I'm a former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcast.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? They often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems like low energy, skin issues, digestive problems. Here's the thing. Our dogs deserve food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible too. And that's why dogs love Nature's Blend premium dog food. And that's why dog lovers love feeding their dog Nature's Blend premium dog food, formulated by Dr. Marty. Dr. Marty's a vet who was called the miracle worker by Forbes magazine, has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Nature's Blend instead has turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver as the first five ingredients. So dogs naturally love it. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free order of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. If somebody will do it, that might mean they'll have me back. Ah! Text Tom to 511-511. Listen to Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jefferson Smith. Honored to be with you. Call the number here is 202-808-9925. Let's go to Aaron from Mount Morris, Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hey, Jeff. I wanted to share my gratitude with everyone for the chance to be alive during the heyday of the band King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Okay. It rhymes.
And, I mean, it may seem like a weird thing to bring into this topic, but these guys are the great poets and leaders that previous caller said he'd never be. These are six people who are giving me hope for this planet's future. Their band is an example of people making their own way in an anti-corporate, ecologically conscious way. And they're being leaders. They're bringing their fans along with them.
Awesome.
They're anti-corporate because they do everything themselves. They're their own label, recording engineers, promoters, record press, merchandisers, video producers, everything entirely vertically integrated. They're also anti-corporate because they don't keep that to themselves. They encourage their fans to also record bootlegs and make their own merch and sell it themselves, as long as the band gets a little to sell also. They've released one of their very best albums and its artwork on a Creative Commons license and encourage fans to start their own labels and press their own records using their music. It's really hard to pick a favorite album because being anti-corporate means that they can record in every genre, and they're insanely prolific. They've put out 25 albums.
Aaron, I appreciate the plug.
I just want to say,
go ahead.
They're also ecologically aware. They've earned the inaugural Environmental Music Prize with songs like If Not Now Then When, Greenhouse Heat Death, Planet B, Mars for the Rich, Plastic Boogie. They're all fun bops, and if you want to hear something funky, listen to AstroTurf.
All right. Well, Aaron, thank you so much for the plug, and it's King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. And if they don't already appreciate the wonderful words you say about them, they certainly should. Let's go to Deborah from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
You were talking about young people, and I last night on Lawrence O'Donnell, David Hogg was on. I think you may know who he is.
Sure.
He's one of the Parkland survivors.
Yeah.
And he was talking about a political organization that he's involved with called Leaders We Deserve, mm-hmm. and it's young people, mainly grassroots level, you know, like your local commissions and local offices, that organization is supporting nationwide across the nation to start to change things and bring in progressive thoughts and actions and policies. Mm-hmm. And I haven't really investigated it yet because it was just last night that I heard about it. But you want to know if there were organizations, and there's one that I know of now. So.
I appreciate that plug. And I think supporting strategic, you know, sort of smart-minded, objectives-oriented, love-based youth organizations is one of the most highly leveraged political donations that can happen. Right. It's and I can speak from experience. There was nothing more efficient than I ever did and by efficient, I mean had more impact per util of energy and dollar and time than getting a bus, organizing a group of people, young people almost entirely, young people of all ages, but dominated by you know, young, quiet, young people, and taking that bus to the most hotly contested, closest legislative districts in our state, knocking on doors to listen and talk to voters and work for. We had a double-barreled Republican legislature in Oregon, and thanks to young people organizing around the state, and thanks to getting on the bus, thanks to the bus project, all the people who did that, help transform Oregon's legislature, put it in a position to help elect people like Jeff Merkley, put in a position to pass now groundbreaking progressive legislation that is impacting the country, including automatic voter registration, including online voter registration. And there's no more important work in my life I'll ever do. And
well,
if we can
follow,
go ahead.
That organization is called Leaders We Deserve.
Thank you very much for that plug. Leaders We Deserve. And appreciate it. Let's go to Jim from Valley Center, California. Jim, all ears on you.
All right. Well, after that band, Kings, that's a little hard to swallow with a gizzard. But I wanted to talk about, I've been an athletic coach my entire life.
What sport?
And basketball.
Oh, all right. Love basketball.
Yes. And the reason why I say that is I've dealt with kids my entire life. We need to not say white men are inherently bad or that. I think we do a huge mistake to people when we say that. Are there good white people? Absolutely. The bias is the problem. We've got to stop the bias on all levels. I can tell you, I'm an old fart. And I
hang with us for a moment. We're taking us to break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018, 800-884-9018, 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Friday on Nightlight, I welcome Joe Furlow, Rich LoCascio, and Michael Nielsen. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better.
Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A jury in Pontiac, Michigan convicted